This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Tuesday, March 28th. Brought to you by Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Downey. Here's today's headlines. A pesticide ban for resorts. California approves Newsom's oil bill, and Vilsack and other agency leaders on the Hill today. A ban on synthetic pesticides at resorts. The legislature would prohibit coastal resorts from using conventional pesticides under a new bill filed by Assemblymember Laura Friedman of Glendale. Dubbed the Major Coastal Resorts Environmental Accountability Act, the bill would only allow the use of organic pesticides. It would accomplish this by requiring developers seeking to acquire or renew a permit for building a resort to first develop a turf, landscape, and pest management plan. It would also prohibit resorts from providing shampoo and conditioner in single-use plastic bottles. Violators would face a $500 per day fine. Friedman reasons that resorts, quote, often employ large volumes of chemical pesticides, herbicides, and fertilizers, but do not report on that usage. The same resorts discharge stormwater to the ocean without sufficient water quality oversight, she argues. Legislature passes Newsom's bill for penalizing oil companies. The assembly advanced to the governor's desk on Monday a bill to penalize oil companies for high gas prices at the pump. Governor Newsom pushed the bill through the legislature after his tax on windfall profits failed to gain momentum early in the session. He has been making rounds in the Capitol to broker a deal with lawmakers. Climate officials take to the Hill. Members of President Joe Biden's cabinet will be testifying across Capitol Hill today. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack to appear before the House Agriculture Committee this morning. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland and EPA Administrator Michael Regan will both be testifying before the House Appropriations Subcommittees. We're also watching the House Oversight Committee. We'll be looking into FDA's handling of the infant formula crisis. Yesterday, FDA Commissioner Robert Califf announced the retirement of Susan Main, who has directed the Center for Food Safety and Applied Nutrition since 2015. By the way, the House Natural Resources Subcommittee will have a hearing on barriers to increasing water storage in the West. The witnesses will include officials from California Central Valley, as well as Oregon and Colorado. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West next. When you work with Robbo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.robboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Robbo AgriFinance. Good morning and welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Distressed borrowers to receive $123 million from USDA. The Ag Department is giving another $123 million to distressed borrowers, bringing the amount provided so far under the Inflation Reduction Act to more than $900 million. In October, USDA announced $800 million in payments to about 11,000 delinquent direct and guaranteed borrowers and another 2,100 borrowers who had their farms liquidated but still had remaining debt, the department said. A USDA fact sheet explains the additional new eligibility categories for the latest round of relief. Lenders urged to consider conservation practices. A new report tries to make the case to farm lenders and managers that cover crops and other soil health practices can protect the long-term profitability of cropland. The report, released by the Ag Re Initiative, acknowledges it may take 2 to 3 years for farmers to see positive net results from the practices, that depending on the particular management situation and whether incentive payments are a part of the profitability equation. just as an ag lender would normally be supportive of other multi-year investments that will boost long-term profitability and risk reduction, so should the use of soil health management practices be a priority to increase long-term profitability, the report notes. Now, that report, which cites a landmark recent study of USDA farmer records that found cover crops and conservation tillage could significantly lower crop insurance claims, was authored by Rob Myers, director of the Center for Regenerative Agriculture at the University of Missouri. Monarch butterfly counts still low. The annual count of migratory monarchs that spend the winter in Mexico is down 22% from last year. That's 64% below the minimum number scientists say is needed to prevent them from going extinct in North America. That according to the survey conducted by Mexico's National Commission of Natural Protected Areas and World Wildlife Fund, Mexico. Most monarchs west of the Rockies spend the winter on the central coast of California. Their numbers hit 330,000 during Thanksgiving counts, but deadly storms severely reduced their population, and only 117,000 butterflies survived into January. The Fish and Wildlife Service has a 2024 deadline to make a final decision on whether to list the insects as threatened or endangered. AGs call for passage of right to repair bills. Attorneys general from 28 states are urging federal lawmakers to support right to repair legislation, which they believe is key to ensuring fair competition. Manufacturing of automobiles, digital devices, and agricultural equipment is increasingly becoming more technologically advanced and built with more embedded electronics, the official said in a letter to the leaders of the House Energy and Commerce Committee and Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation. Well, here's today's He Said It. A free market cannot exist when consumers don't have the choice to repair or replace an item they purchase. That California Attorney General Rob Bonta, who signed on to the Right to Repair letter. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Tuesday, March 28th, brought to you by Robo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Dowling.